Good morning, I'm Lacey Crisp with highlights from this week's Catholic schools throughout the Archdiocese of Milwaukee. Let's start with news from elementary schools. Holy Family Parish School in Whitefish Bay is participating in this special needs scholarship program beginning this fall. This is a state program that is run much like the Choice program, where Holy Family will receive a $12,000 voucher for each student with special needs. Specific to Holy Family, their program will work with autistic children and will solidify their partnership with the Center for Autism Treatment. This scholarship will help three currently enrolled students and their families cover the immense cost of the extra services provided. Holy Family currently serves a very high-performing community and has a reputation for strong academics, yet it has been difficult for them to serve kids with more severe needs. This added SNSP program will allow them to do so. To learn more about the scholarship program, visit the DPI website, dpi.wi.gov. Port Washington Catholic School will now be known as St. John the 23rd Parish School. As of July 1, 2016, St. Mary's, St. Peter of Alcantara, Immaculate Conception of Saukville, and Port Washington Catholic School joined together and are now a single entity. This completes a thoughtful three-year process. School parents are excited about a more unified parish and school relationship. This year, St. John the 23rd Catholic School has maintained a steady enrollment and has its highest K-5 class in recent years with 22 students. The school is thrilled to be adding an art program and creating two STEAM labs for the 2016-2017 school year. News from our high schools, St. Lawrence Seminary in Mount Calvary has announced its fall weekend visit dates for young men 8th, 9th, and 10th grades who want to explore St. Lawrence as a prospective school. The weekend, which runs Thursday through Sunday, allows students to experience a residential high school life during the school year. Weekend visitors are involved in all normal activities, including prayer, classes, meals, and recreation. The first weekend visit is being held September 8th through the 11th. To learn more and RSVP, visit stlawrence.edu. And now news from our newest school network, Seton Catholic Schools. Paul Hull recently signed on with Seton Catholic Schools as an instructional coach for leaders. Paul will work with and coach school principals, assistant principals, and educational deans in Seton schools with the goal of improving schools and increasing student achievement. Paul joins the Seton network after 21 years as principal at St. Sebastian School in Milwaukee and another 10 years as a teacher in Catholic and public schools. He served on the Seton Catholic Schools design team as a principal liaison and helped develop the Seton network model. Please continue to keep our students and school leadership in your prayers as they continue to transform our local and global communities into centers of faith, hope, and charity by providing quality Catholic education to all people. Now here's a look at what you'll find at this week's Catholic Herald at catholicheralds.org. World Youth Day is history, but Pope Francis hopes its impact will stay with participants for years to come. Read a wealth of World Youth Day material at catholicherald.org. Confined much of her life to a wheelchair due to a rare congenital neuromuscular disease, Carol Abraham of Twin Lakes continues to be an advocate for herself and all people with disabilities. The reigning Ms. Wheelchair Wisconsin, the faith-filled Abraham believes God is working through her. Read her inspiring story in this week's Catholic Herald. Hoarding is an illness, and Catholic Charities is helping people recover from it. This week, as the Catholic Herald and CatholicHerald.org introduce you to a hoarder and take you inside his apartment, you will also learn how Catholic Charities has taken the initiative to help hoarders deal with their illness. If you know a hoarder and if you are a hoarder, be sure to read Help for Hoarders in the Catholic Herald and at CatholicHerald.org. How important is friendship to you? In his Herald of Hope column, Father Pat Heppe writes about the value and beauty of friendships, old ones and new ones. His is a perspective you will appreciate. Summer may be a slow time for some, but not the Catholic Church. That's why I urge you to visit CatholicHerald.org regularly in order to keep up on all that is happening in the Church. Look for the next print edition on Thursday, August 18th.